process of discussing the different kelim throughout the kitchen and the way that one goes about kashering them for Pesach. We discussed last week the sink, the appropriate way to do the sink with Eroi, pouring hot water over the sink and over the faucet of the sink. We discussed that the oven should be done with Libun Gomer, preferably with a self-clean oven. If one doesn't have a self-clean oven, so then it's a debate amongst the poskim whether you just raise it to the highest temperature you could do, and that is good enough because of Kabbalah Kachpolta, according to Rav Aaron Cutler. Rav Moshe says it's better to get an insert in the oven so that you're in fact not putting anything in contact with the chametz stick oven. When it comes to the stovetop, so generally speaking, we hold that people should cover the stovetop and the grates themselves, either get new grates or a person could kasher them also by doing libun, leaving a pot on top of the specific grate and turning on the flame to its highest for 10 minutes or so that any chametz in the area is totally burnt out. So the next thing we have to discuss is the different materials that could be kashered, because this will play a role in the kashering process of other aspects of the kitchen. We know that the Torah tells us that we're allowed to kasher, we're allowed to do Hagalah. Shulchan Aruch paskins in Siman Tov Nun Aleph, as well as in Yeridaya, the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Chametz, in Hilchos Pesach, this in Tov Nun Aleph says as follows, Echad kli eitz, ve'echad kli evin, ve'echad kli mateches, anything made out of wood, anything made out of stone, anything made out of metal, dinam lahachshiram behagalah, a person could do this process that we've been discussing, can do Hagalah. And the Ramah adds, v'chein klei etzem, tzrichim Hagalah, klei etzem, anything made of bone, could also, Hagalah could be done. So we know Hagalah could be done to most materials. What can Hagalah not be done to? So that's also clear. The Gemara tells us you cannot do it to kli cheres, kli pottery. Gemara says that the belia does not leave the kli cheres. It does not exit the kli cheres. It's always there. There's always going to be some residue. Therefore, kli cheres, if it becomes treif, there's nothing to do about it. If it's chametz stick, so there's no way of making it kosher le Pesach. Kosher le Pesach for sure. When we're talking about tarfas throughout the year, it's an interesting discussion because we know we've been discussing for many days already that there's a concept of Eino Ben Yoimo. What's Eino Ben Yoimo? The concept of Eino Ben Yoimo means that the taste within the walls only has an advantageous, it only adds to the taste of the food within 24 hours. Once 24 hours has elapsed, so then the tam is already a bad taste and it's not helping you out anywhere. It's a tam lefgam, a nice tam lefgam. In which case, midar raisa, the tam doesn't prohibit. But Chazal came and said, even though the tam in the walls is already 24 hours old, and it really, midar raisa doesn't prohibit it, but we're concerned if we let people use trefakalim, which are over 24 hours old, so they're going to start using trefakalim even within 24 hours. So the Chazal made a gzera called Eino ben yomo, otu ben yomo. Therefore, that's why we have to kasher things, and we can't just wait 24 hours. Otherwise, we just wait 24 hours, we'd be good to go. No, Chazal said you have to kasher even after the 24 hours. So there is a machlekes amongst the achronim. Most achronim hold that that gezeira applied to all kalim. All kalim need hagalah even after 24 hours, and therefore, when it comes to a klei cheres, you're up the creek, there's nothing to do. You have to break it. You have to, because nothing, you can't do anything. You can't do Hagalah, and it requires Hagalah. There is one sheet of the Minchas Yaakov quoted in Pizchei Tshuva and Shulchan Aruch that says, when did Chazal make this gzeira of Einu Ben Yomo, Otu Ben Yomo, that you have to kasher? That's only when you're able to kasher it. So when you're able to kasher it, they said it will be machmer on you and say, even after 24 hours, you have to kasher it. But Klecheris, which isn't kasherable, so of course they didn't make a gzeira to make you throw out your Klecheris, and therefore you could just wait 24 hours. Generally speaking, the poskim are not soymich on this Minchas Yaakov, but it does come in handy. B'shas achak, behefsid, meruba, it's something which a person could be mitzdarif, lehakel, perhaps. But be that as it may, when it comes to Pesach, we for sure aren't soymich on it, because we aren't soymich on this whole concept of nosein, tam, lefgam. So generally speaking, when it comes to klicheres, there's not much to do. There is a tshuva from the Chacham Tzvi, one of the most famous tshuvas of the Chacham Tzvi. A few very famous tshuvas of the Chacham Tzvi. One is obviously keeping the 2 days in Eretz Yisrael. That's what everyone knows about. But there's another famous tshuva, the Chacham Tzvi, and that is about a kli cheres. He was actually talking about clay barzel, but it's applied to kli cheres as well by many of the postgame, where the Chacham Tzvi says, you really think that they're going to aser it forever? Mamish, a person could keep the clay for 1,000 years? and it's still going to be aser, there's still going to be some tam in that. Chazal meant that for a while the tam lingers in a kli cheres, but forever it's going to be there. So the Chacham Tzvi was actually makel in a specific scenario. The case was as follows. He says, Maisa b'kederes barzel shebishlu b'chachap chomitz. They cooked chomitz in it, shnosayim yomim kodem Pesach. It was 2 years prior. Before Pesach, they had cooked chametz in it. V'hoisenekiyah, and then for 2 years, it was 100% clean, this kli. V'achar over shtei shanim bishlu ba Pesach. Then they accidentally found the pot. They hadn't used it in 2 years. They thought it was the Pesachic pot. They remember that 2 years ago, we used it for chametz. So the Meir HaRav, the Rav of the place, said, it's aser, kli cheres, it's there forever. It's going to aser everything. All the food has to be through again. He's talking about clay matach, but he's talking about the evidence. It was already cooked. So, why? Why not? The chametz came out. We don't hold them nice and tam l'gam on. We don't hold them nice and tam l'gam on Pesach. So it should make it aser. Says the Chacham Tzvi, a tremendous chiddush. V'amarte lahem toyim atem. You're making a mistake. De'im kedivreichem afim bishlu b'kedera achazet. Elif shonim chometz va'achakach bishul ba'pesach yoser atavshol. How far are you going to take this? So he says there comes a point. To him, it's within 12 months. A person hasn't used it 12 months. So then the tam becomes so insignificant that it becomes like it's nothing at all. And therefore he says there's a way of kashering it. He goes through that you have to do Ibri three times. Again, l'chatchila, we would not be soymich on this Chacham Tzvi. But this is the one sheet that holds is what to do when it comes to a kli cheres. But generally speaking, we hold there's nothing. Some are. It depends on who you ask. So some are. It depends who you ask. So so this is the sheet of Chacham Tzvi. But generally speaking, the halacha l'maisa is all kelim could be done hagola. You could kasher klei cheres. You can't. So what becomes complicated when we have kelim which aren't explicit in the Gemara? What happens when it comes to glass? What's the halacha with glass? Do we say that glass could be kasher or glass cannot be kasher? So there's three sheetas in Rishonim when it comes to the topic of being able to kasher glass. There are those Rishonim that say, not only is glass kasherable, glass doesn't even have to be kashered. It's so smooth glass, it's not porous at all, nothing's going to even enter the glass, it never becomes treif. And in fact, this is the minhag in many different towns in Europe, that they had one set of glass in Milchitz and Fleishitz. There was no concern, because glass don't become treif, there's no problem whatsoever. That's one shita. There's another shita in Rishonim, that no, glass is like cheres. Glass is like cheres. It's made from sand. It's made from dirt like cheres. Therefore, it has the same characteristics of cheres. And therefore, glass cannot be kashered. So you have, from mikata l'kata, one shita says it never becomes treif. One shita says it becomes treif and can never be kashered. And then you have the derech hamelch that says it becomes treif, but you could kasher it. It's like metal. Why is it like metal? Because the defining nature of metal, the Gemara says, is that it could be melted down into its original state and reformed. Glass could be done. That could be done too as well. So many Rishonim say it's like metal. Therefore, you could kasher it. So how do we paskin? We mentioned that many communities paskin throughout the year that it didn't become treif. I think the prevalent midah now is that it is kasher, but it would require hechsher. But when it comes to Pesach, so the Ramah says something fascinating. Says the Ramah, in Simen Tof Nun Aleph, Klecheres Hametzupin Behituch Zechuches, Klecheres, which is covered with this glaze of glass, Dinam Klecheres, Diyesh Mekoma, says the Ramah, Shenogush Lo Lishtamish Beklecheres Gleizer, this is what we call glass, Afilu Chadoshim V'in Lahachme Rak B'Mokom Minet. So the Ramah says, it depends on what the minhag of the makom was, and the minhag of most Ashkenazi communities, I would say, has become that people do not kasher glass for Pesach. Again, b'shas hachak, there's certainly what to be soymichon. Svardim often do kasher glass for Pesach, but the Ramah, I believe, most Ashkenazi communities don't kasher glass as a chumrah for Pesach. During the year, we would kasher glass, but as a chumrah for Pesach, we do not kasher glass.
2 hours,
changing the water and smoking it and whatever.
So lechatchila, if it has been used for hot, we would not do that. If something's only been used for cold, so then there's what to discuss, because then there's no real blias in it. So that's where this process of filling it up, ira gimel pa'amim, of filling it up three times, comes into play. But right now we're talking about things which have real blias in them, because they were used with hot items, a hot chametz, and therefore you would need real hechsher. If we're talking about things which don't need real hechsher, so then that's a separate conversation. That's where this becomes, that's where that comes into play. Okay, but I want to continue this conversation of real hechsher, because what I want to get to is the discussion of plastic. So we discussed glass. Glass, we would generally, if it's not b'shas evchak, we would be machmer. What about plastic? So plastic is obviously much more recent. What's the halacha l'maisa when it comes to plastic? Do we kasher plastic? So you have a very similar machlekes. Again, the same shita. Some say it's exactly like glass. Some say it's not like glass. Some say it can't be, it's less porous than glass. It can't become treif. Others say it's more porous than glass. Therefore, it becomes treif and you have to kasher it. And then again, there are those that say you can't kasher it whatsoever. Once again, I think that the derech of most poskim, most Ashkenazi poskim, is that we would allow you to kasher plastic during the year. But when it comes to Pesach, again, machmas a chumrah of Pesach, we do not let people kasher plastic. There are those that infer this from a statement of Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe wrote a tshuva. He was actually talking about rubber. Now, rubber is interesting because it comes from eitz. Rubber comes from wood. So he was asked, could rubber be kasher? So Rav Moshe says, what do you mean? He says in Shulchan Aruch, kliyot. So generally speaking, we view kliyot as made out of wood. He says, rubber comes from wood. So l'chora, you could kasher. It's very interesting because what does Rav Moshe say? Ubidover, clean me rubber. Okay. Let's see in a minute. Ubidover, clean me rubber. Imehani hagola. If hagola works to it. Hine ha rubber shehu meha eitz. If it's from the tree, it works. Mehani hagola. Even if they added some chemicals, they did some other stuff to it, so you're saying it's not totally from the tree? Says Rav Moshe, okay, at the very best, it's a suffix derabanan, you could be make a whole suffix derabanan, shehula kula. This is very negay halacha lemaisa, because people that want a kasher, a dishwasher, which hopefully we'll get to in a minute, so the racks are lined with a rubber lining. So Rav Moshe says, rubber, he's okay with. Now it's a big chiddush, because you could say, as we said before, kliyot is when it comes from the bark of the tree. Who says when it comes from this other area that that's considered? Rav Moshe says, it says kliyot, it comes from the tree, it's good. But then he adds this line. Aval yesh rubber she'enu me'etz. There's some rubbers which aren't from the tree at all. Elamitarovis, minim kem, it's all chemicals. Shehu davar chadash. This is a new mitzias, says Ramesha. This is a new mitzias. I don't know what this is. Shaloi nimtza bedivrei hakadmoinim. We haven't found any precedent for this. Ein lahate lehag ilam. So many of the poskim can say the same thing is true when it comes to plastic. It's a new mitzias. We don't know what it is. Therefore, the minhag has become, when it comes to these new materials, even if the poskim will be makel, certainly when it's ein ben yoimel, any poskim will be makel, to allow one to kasher it throughout the year when it's the Nois and Tamlif Gam on Pesach, Nachos Chumr de Pesach, and we know that Nois and Tamlif Gam doesn't apply on Pesach, therefore the minhag has become, generally speaking, unless it's the Shasa Chak, unless it's the Hefsin Meruba, that we do not kasher plastic or any other more modern materials which didn't exist b'shas the kamoin. We'll get to tevilim maybe a different day. Now we'll deal with kashering. Why? Because kashering plastic is very nageya. When is kashering nageya plastic? First of all, many people's counters are plastic. For mica is a type of plastic. It's a new material. So many poskim say that you have to cover it. You can't kasher for mica. Therefore, the countertops which are made out of non-granite, not stone, but any sort of man-made material, that has to be covered rather than kashered. What about a microwave and a dishwasher? Microwaves and dishwashers now, ruba of them have some plastic elements in them. And therefore, the most poskim would say that it's preferable, certainly preferable, that a person does not kasher a microwave and does not, an Ashkenazi Jew, I should say, should not kasher a microwave, should not kasher a dishwasher. Sfardim are more makel, but Rav Avadia is more makel when it comes to this. He does allow people to kasher plastic. If a person is going to kasher his microwave for whatever reason, I certainly would say not to kasher it if you've used that microwave for cooking. But if you've only used the microwave for heating up, so again, if there's plastic in it, I would argue that it's better not to. If there's no plastic in it, so the way to kasher a microwave is as follows. You take the water. First of all, the glass plate, we already said, glass shouldn't be kasher. So you should buy a new glass plate. And a person takes a cup of water, puts it in the microwave, and puts it on for 10 minutes so that the steam gets all filled up all over the microwave, and after obviously waiting 24 hours without using it. This is all after 24 hours. You put the cup in, you heat it up for 10 minutes so that the steam is all over and it takes all the bleas out. At that point, the entire microwave is kosher except for one part. Which part? The part that the cup is lying on, because the steam hasn't hit there. So you have to move the cup over, fill it up with water again, and do the whole process again. But again, if it has plastic in it, unless it's a real shas hadchak, in which case the shayla should be asked, we should not be kashering microwaves. Dishwashers, again, the reason why dishwashers is more relevant is because there are times where this is a shas hadchak, and I've seen gedolei poskim be makel in certain scenarios when a person's having a huge, huge seder, and he's doing it with var mitzvah, and he needs a huge seder, and there's simply no way he's going to be able to do all the dishes. So then there will be poskim to allow. Again, we said the whole thing of not kashering plastic is a big chumrah. Comes from Rav Moshe, but it's a big chumrah at the end of the day, so then there will be poiskim that will matter to do dishwasher. Again, I wouldn't advocate anyone doing it without a special hurrah from a rav if it has plastic. And the way to do that also, again, best that you replace the racks, because often the racks have rubber on them that is nicked, and the things that could be caught in the, some part of particles of food could be caught in those nicks and cracks. But the dishwasher itself should be cleaned thoroughly. Make sure there's no mamushes, no food in it whatsoever. You should run one cycle first with soap to make sure everything's clean, and then you run another cycle again without any soap, with just plain water. Again, this is all after 24 hours. That's basically the summation of all the different utensils that we use in a kitchen for Pesach, how a person kashers them for Pesach. There is one other area that we have to discuss for a moment. It's not as such as Shaila, which is, there's so much to do about it, but as funny as it sounds, this is a Shaila which the Poskim are concerned about, and that is a question of different types of dentures and dental implants and braces and things like that. These things do have bleas. So how does one do with it? We're not going to advise someone pour boiling hot water down his throat to kasher himself. But there are those poskim that say that if they're removable, so a person should not use them for 24 hours, and therefore he should kasher, pour hot water over them. And there are those poskim that say that at least if a person has them in his mouth, a person shouldn't be eating hot chametz within 24 hours before Pesach. That's the general Mahalchim of the Poskim. At least be careful not to eat hot chametz within 24 hours of Pesach to avoid any blia.
Davi Kadash, May Rabba, Viamadi Brach, Hute, Vamich Machute, Chayechon of Yomechon of Chayrecho Beit Yisrael, Bagalov is Mankarivim Ru Amen, Yehesh May Rabba Mavarach, Vyolam.